Hello, welcome to the Reflective Meditation Podcast. We're so glad you're here. In each episode, we offer a short Dharma talk that discusses the Dharma and how it may appear in our daily lives. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. After the talk, you're invited to meditate for 15 minutes or as long as you please. And then, if you wish, we also invite you to journal about anything that came up for you in your meditation.
Well, good morning, everyone. I wanted to remind you that this is our pledge week for the daily online meditation. And for four years, we have presented the DOM or daily online meditation without specifically asking for support. And it has been supported jointly by Sati Sangha and Pine Street Sangha. And I myself have supported Sati Sangha financially, but have not supported the DOM itself, except by volunteering as I am today. And I'm sure many of you are like that, giving Dana to Sati or Pine Street Sangha. But as Linda and Nellie have mentioned, the needs for coordination and management of the DOM, daily online meditation, over these 4 years have outgrown the ability of Sati and Pine Street Sangha to continue supporting the DOM without some additional support. And that is why we're having this special pledge week. One thing I noticed with the little square, the QR code, that it takes you to Square. And most of the time I'm reluctant to do this, but if you have it, save your information. The next time that you go there to enter a donation, all you have to do is they'll send you a code, a 6-digit code on your phone, and enter that code and you're ready to go. So you don't have to enter all that card information, address, and so on each time. So now I'm going to talk about imagination. And last week I talked about broadening or loosening views through becoming aware of the projections that may be happening when you have a strong negative reaction to someone that you have met, or a strong negative judgment. And this week I'd like to continue on the theme of broadening strongly held views, but through the use of imagination. By using imagination to put yourself in someone else's shoes, seeing things from their point of view, it can help, of course, obviously, to broaden your view. And you can do this intentionally, perhaps in your meditation, by thinking of someone whose views you strongly disagree with, and imagining how their lives might have led them to these particular views. You can also do this when your imagination is sparked by, say, a piece of fiction like a novel or a movie about someone whose life circumstances are completely different from yours. A few weeks ago, I was reading an article in our local newspaper, the San Diego Union Tribune. And it was an op-ed by a professor of Chinese language who teaches at one of the universities here, who had been hired by 60 Minutes to help with interviewing some migrants, Chinese migrants, who had just crossed the border. I live about 3 miles north of the U.S. border, And there's a great steel wall that snakes up and down the hills, Trump's Wall. But about 20 miles to the east of here, that wall ends, and the old, much less intimidating wall begins. And lately, migrant guides have been dropping people off there, really in the middle of nowhere. And I've driven by there on the interstate. You can see the encampment from the highway with a lot of people standing around campfires and so on, waiting to be picked up and processed by the Border Patrol. When I drove by, I found myself wishing that we didn't have to deal with all of this. You know, I have my own settled life here and didn't really want to be disturbed, you know, thinking something like that. But while I was reading about the professor's encounters with young people from China who said there were few or no opportunities for jobs in China now, with a man actually dressed in a business attire who said that he was here because he wanted more freedom in his life. There was an entire young family who wanted better opportunities for their children, and so on with other Chinese migrants. And with that little bit of information, I was able to fill in a story with my imagination, see their situations in a different light, see things from their point of view, to see their needs and hopes in the long and perilous journeys that they had just made. So imagination is this wonderful capacity to picture ourselves in other situations, to empathize with others by imagining their point of view, to be able to create a sympathetic story about someone else's life. Stephen Batchelor, who some of you may know, has recently been re-envisioning the Eightfold Path. And he has, in his re-envisioned Eightfold Path, has replaced the limb intention with imagination. The use of imagination to see beyond our own limited viewpoint gives us the ability to act in more ethical ways and to be more creative and productive practitioners. So by the use of imagination, of our imagination, sometimes intentional, sometimes sparked by a story or encounter, we are able to challenge some of our views and assumptions and consider other viewpoints. So returning to support for the DOM, when I have a little more information, I can imagine what it takes to create, say, a new logo, what it takes to append an introduction and a sign-off to each uploaded Dharma talk, what it takes to support our head teachers as they lead us through the fifth year of the daily online meditation.
We now invite you to meditate in a position that's comfortable for you for 15 minutes. This can be longer or shorter. There are no hard and fast rules. After your meditation, try journaling about your experience. Was there anything in your meditation that made you curious? If you'd like to join us daily, we meet daily online between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. U.S. Pacific Time. The link to join us can be found at reflectivemeditation.org/daily online. And if you'd like to support our work, please head to reflectivemeditation.org/daily online to offer a donation. Any dana would be gratefully received. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.